Yo, what is up, my guys? It is your boy, Press Buttons. Welcome to another episode of This Is How We Press Buttons, guys. Woo! I'm your host, Press Buttons. You know, I think about echo might be one. Hang on. Okay. And this is a podcast that you all love. So today, we are going to be talking about Discord. This is one of the coolest and probably one of the best platforms for gamers. Discord has been out for a long time. I know that. Let me see how long it's been around. Let me look at it on Google. Hang on. Let's see. Right over here. All right. Let's see. How long has Discord been out? Okay. May of 2015. May 13th, 2015. Let's see. Do they have, like, the older version of Discord that we could see? Like an older, like, what it used to look like in the older day, in the old days? Let's see. How long? I'm searching up Discord first UI. Oh my. Dude, that looks so old. Yeah, it definitely looks better now than it did before. For sure. Amen. In case you are wondering, Discord, you can actually use it on your Xbox. And now you can also use it on PlayStation. I think PlayStation was brand new. Actually, let me see when that came out. When can you play... Can you use Discord on PlayStation? I know you can. But when did this, like, I want to see, like, when, like, an article came out. So it looks like March 8th of 2023. So let's see when you were able to do it on PlayStation. Or, sorry, Xbox. So this is a little bit earlier. Yeah, 2022. Yeah. So it was a little bit more earlier. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little bit more earlier. So it's back in 2022 that you were able to, and this is coming straight from Discord. Okay. So we're going to be talking about it. So you do not know what Discord is. It's probably one of the coolest and probably one of the best applications that you should get for gamers. Basically, really all it is, it's like you talk to your friends, you can make servers, and I'll talk about servers in just a minute. Like Fortnite uses Discord. A lot of famous YouTubers use Discord. Like I'm on Jamin Curly's Discord right now. There's a lot of people on voice chats right now. We have backyard, apartment, studio, party hat room, hair dye, factory, VR lounge, J-Man's dungeon, Simon's litter box, Gonzales crib. I don't know what Gonzales crib is. I don't know who that is. And then video. So he has, like, channels. We'll talk about this. A day in life. So you should like these videos that they have posted. Wait, free Quest 2 codes. Wait. Let me enter to win in Quest 3. I want to try these codes, but there's absolutely no way. This came out, like, in 2023. Actually, I want to try this real quick. Hold on. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. Hang on.
Meta Quest redeem codes.
Redeem a promo code for the Quest store. Can we just do it on here? Redeem page. Here we go. This is what we need. redeem code. I don't know if this is gonna work, but we're gonna try it. I'm gonna copy and paste some of these codes that I found. So I definitely need some codes. I did get a $50 game. I did get Golf Plus. I think I'll do a podcast on that. Just be aware of that. Okay, here are all the codes. I'm just gonna copy and paste. They're probably one-time use, I'm sure. Or maybe, I don't know. We're about to find out. Already been redeemed. Guarantee you all these have been redeemed. I guarantee you right now. Yeah. I'm just gonna quit. There's no way. There's no way I can get any of those right now. Especially, they might be expired, because that was back in, like, how far ago was this? Yeah, July 8th. Yeah. That's a good bit. The studio's doing an Oculus Quest 3 giveaway. Good luck, and here's the link. Yeah, there's no way I can do that now. Okay. So Discord is basically where you talk to your friends, like I said. You can also make servers, and I want to talk about that in just a second. Like I said, you can do, it's videos, chat, video chats, and then, like, actual, like, voice chats. Like I said, I'm in Jamin Curly's. There's 41 people in voice chats right now. Yeah. So let's just go and talk about it. So servers, you know what these are. These are huge, like, huge group chats. And if you did not know, so basically, like, there are these huge group chats, and basically, you make it public or private. You basically, like, you can invite your friends to come in this, like, cute, this group chat, aka a server, is what they call it in Discord. So, it says I've been a Discord member since April 26th, 2021. So I've been a member for almost 3 years. So I'm not an OG Discord member. So I'm probably next year they may do some sort of like birthday Discord or something. Or maybe this year, but next year's gonna be a 10th anniversary for Discord. Way to go, Discord. And of course you can do direct messages on here. So like I can direct message JBot Curly. Which, of course, it's just a bot. It's like I can DM some of my friends on here. Sorry. I was texting my friend DM on here. I'm talking about doing a Poppy Playtime podcast, so just be on the lookout for a Poppy Playtime podcast. I'm doing a lot of scoops tonight. I do have a good amount of friends on here, I'll say that. I don't know who's this. Oh. I do want to join the Gorilla Tag server. Sorry, hang on 1 second, guys. I'm just gonna Gorilla Tag. Okay. Join Gorilla. It switch over to the app on here. Find out the rules of the server. Yep. Verify with the bot. Verify. Verification link will be sent to you. Please click it to verify. Yeah, because some servers, they're going to want you. Okay, it says, welcome new users. Okay. Let's do Continue. Authorize. Actually, wait. I would want this under. Yes. Authorize. But I don't know my 6-digit authentication code. Hang on. Wait for the next one. I use Google Authenticator. It's good. Y'all should try it. Okay. Are you human? Yes, I am a human. Just let me do it. Alright. Got it. So it should have done that, right? Where is it at? Welcome, no. No, I don't know where it went, though. That's the thing. Where did it go? Is it supposed to, like, tell you, like, what it is, or, like... Anyway, let's just go and just start. Okay. So they do have the mobile app, Discord mobile app for your phone, for iOS and Android. Also, you can also get the app on your laptop. I use the app on here. Let's go talk about servers. So, by the way, there may or may not be an official press button server publicly. I don't know yet, but you never know. It will happen. So be on the lookout. I'll be putting links in my streams or on the name, or put it in the chat, or I will put the link. Well, I'll probably just do both. I'll put the link also in in the description of my podcasts, each episode that I've published. So just be on the lookout for that. I'm so excited to be starting this. But yeah, I'm hopefully we'll be able to pull it off. Hopefully, that'd be great if we can go ahead and do that. But yeah, so servers are basically, like I said, are these big group chats. So, like, let's just join one. So you can also just go online and just search up, let's say, does Ninja have one? Ninja Discord. I doubt he has a Discord. Ninja Squad. Is that his? Ghost Ninja, no, that's not him. Where is... Let's search up Call of Duty. Call of Duty Discord. So you do Call of Duty. And then I can click Join Call of Duty. And then it will... And then I have the access to Call of Duty, the server. So then it's just gonna ask me, choose your platform role. I don't really play on PlayStation, only if I go to my friend's house. I do play on Xbox, I do play on mobile. PC, I don't have a PC, but yeah. It just asks me what region I am, and then read and agree to the rules. I wanna finish that. I don't break any rules. And yeah, so I can go ahead and just... There's different channels like news, they have announcements, multiplayer news, Warzone news, and then zombies news, and then Call of Duty general campaign, multiplayer, Warzone, zombies, regular, I don't know what regulars is. Then looking for a group, so ranked Warzone, LFG multiplayer, Warzone, co-op, and then zombies. It's multiplayer, so it looks like there's just different groups you can join. I would definitely want to join so I can join one of these. So Xbox. It's all, and it just shows you like what they support, like kind of like what they're looking for. Like if you play on play, a lot of these are PlayStation. A lot of these are indeed PlayStation. Xbox, yeah, I don't know. She just joined one. But I don't really want, now this is the only problem with like if you get like a big server like Warzone or like I said, Jamie and Curly or Call of Duty, it will be you will get spammed a lot. Some reason I'm not getting spammed right now in Jamie and Curly right now. Like if I just go to feed. Chat looking to play. I want to go ahead and leave the Call of Duty server because I do not really, I'm not really interested in being in it. So yeah, that is Discord. Also, it's so like I say, you can do direct message. You can go ahead and invite people to come on your server. So there may not be a Discord server, public Discord server. You never know. Might be coming soon. I worked like about 2 hours on this server. There are a lot of things that I had to change and rename. It's like text channels, we have rules, welcome. Well, I'll just wait. So we'll just go to like we'll go to Jaden Gurley. It's so like the text channels that he has. Actually, maybe I'll have it. Let's go to Deducer. It's like text channels he has. General images, promote, lore dump, what if suggestions, and then bot commands. Then voice channels he has event, general, and then lore talk, and other stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it on Discord. There's not a lot to really talk about because it's all just really self-explanatory. I learned all this on my own. Here, let's just go and just start from fresh. Let's just go and just log out. I want to make up my, a fake email and then just delete it after. Can you even delete? Yeah, you can delete your account. Yeah. All right. Let's go and just log out. Log out. Okay. So you'll just see it will say, "Welcome back. So ex we're so excited to see you again." You can either register or you can just log in. But this case, we're gonna register. Email, let's just do a regular email, just my an alt email. Right, then display name. We'll just, by the way, I am gonna be deleting this after, so don't give your hopes up. Display name, we'll just say sweat. Username, sweat. Sweat 123. Shoot, random numbers. 569. I just did sweat 4598786 3. Password. Right. Getting date of birth. All right. Continue. And then it is just asking if you're a human. Sorry, guys, I had to close the door. And then so continue and just check the box versus I'm human. It may ask you to do a puzzle. Please click on the object that differs from others. So the elephant. Elephant. Okay, and then it should go ahead and start logging you in. So here you go. See, you're now officially on a Discord account. So you can go ahead and add a server. I want to tell you how to add a server. Sure, on the left side of your screen, and this is for Bumble 2, you'll see the little plus. It'll say add a server. When you hover your mouse over it or whatever, it'll say add a server. You're just going to click at. And then then it's going to ask you, what do you want your server to be for? In this case, we'll just do gaming. Then it's going to ask you for me and my friends or for a club or community. Or you can skip the question. We'll just do skip the question for now. And then it will just ask you for if you want a picture or an icon for. I really recommend doing all. I recommend doing a profile picture so that way you actually know what it is and if it's even worth it. Because today I actually went ahead and deleted all of the servers that I did not need. There's just so many because like my friends make some random ones. I made some random ones back when I started using Discord. So basically you don't want to make a lot of servers to where like you're just going to have like a whole bunch of junk. Just have the amount of servers that you need. Just keep the servers that you need. If there's any servers that you do not need or need to be in, just don't even, just leave the server or you can delete it or leave it. Leave or delete the server. Usually I like to do pictures for all my servers just to know that it's even worthy or like just to kind of remember just by not even like guessing which server I need to go in. Then you'll just ask for your name. We'll just do sweat server. We'll just do create. And then here is all of your. So the text channels, this is presets. So we have general, and then we have clips and highlights. And then voice channels, we have lobby and gaming. Now, when you click on one of those, it's actually going to take you into a voice channel for this. So whoever joins this voice channel will actually be joining for you. So we just go click lobby, the lobby voice channel. And hopefully y'all can still hear me, but I am in the lobby voice channel. I'm just going to leave it. If y'all did not hear me, I don't know if y'all did or not, but I just joined the lobby voice channel. And then there's another one for gaming. Same thing. Let me tell you the controls real quick. So you can actually turn on the camera. Or you can also share your screen. You can start activity or open your soundboard. And there's also noise suppression by Crisp. So right now it's going through my laptop camera, which doesn't look the best right now, but. Trying to find where my webcam is. Okay, here it is. So I'm just going. Okay. Sorry for all the noise. Hang on. Oh no. Oh my, sorry guys, my stuff is going everywhere right now. Just going to get this voice. This has a HFR 1080p 60fps. It's a Speddle, which I guess it's not a name brand, but it sounds good. But yeah, let's go ahead and try this out. So we can go ahead. Just our camera. Go plug it in to the USB. Alright, it may not switch over, but let's find out. So to switch your camera and your microphone, you're going at the bottom, you'll see like your little icon and then your username and all that. You're just gonna go and you see the little the gear icon that's settings. You're just gonna go and click on that, and then you're gonna go down on the side to where it says voice and video. It's under app settings, and then you can change your camera and all that. So do video settings, but we need to change the camera to USB live camera. Oh yeah, it's definitely way more clear for sure. For some reason it's like flickering out just a little bit. There you go. That's not bad. It's not a bad camera set technically. Yes, there's my camera. Not that bad, honestly. Really not that bad at all. I'm not disappointed. It's not perfect, but it's fine. Also, you can so to add friends. Let's see if I remember. So if you go on the left, you know, let's go and just leave the call. So at the left where like all your servers are, you see direct messages. You're gonna click that. It has a little Discord icon. And you can go across to where it says add friend at the top. For some reason it's not. Okay, so it says add friend. You can add friends with their Discord username. So you just type in I'm not gonna even enter in my username, but basically it's just like a friend request and then they accept it and all that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Sorry guys, like I was saying, basically servers are more for like, so like I just text myself, I just add in friends, and then like, really all it is, it's just like, so like, you could add friends to your direct message, but I would just do a server. Servers are more for like bigger groups of people, I feel like, kind of like the famous YouTubers like Fortnite and all that. And then that's pretty much it, honestly. So like maybe let's just go on Spotify real quick and let's see if it pops up on my, so let's just go to Spotify because my account is linked. Let's just play a random song, A Girl Like You by Easton Corbin. It's a good song. Yeah, it says listening to Spotify. On the Sweat account, it says listening to Spotify, so we can probably go click on the link. Let's go to DM. Hang on. Wait. Does it go... So, hang on, let me see. Does it pop up on mine? Yeah, it says listening to Spotify. So it'll probably say that when I'm on like my Xbox and all that. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Honestly, it's really great. I'm gonna go and delete this account. Delete. Delete account. All right. And also, if you already have the Discord app and you're already logged in on your phone, you can go and just scan the QR code. And it will automatically log you in. It will ask you to scan again, and then just confirm it, and then you should be logged in on your Discord. So I got all my regular Discord back. I'm going to go and remove friends. Let's see, remove. Let's just go ahead and... So, yeah. Alright, guys, that's pretty much it for this. But guess what, guys? It is time for Joke of the Day. Here we go. Alright. So, our Joke of the Day... I think we've already done this one. No. Let's do... We've already done that one. Okay, here we go. Alright. Knock, knock. Who's there? Heaven. Heaven who? Haven't seen you in ages. That one's good. These are dad jokes, so they're kind of easy to understand. Some of them aren't, though. Why could the lifeguard not save the hippie? Oh, whoops. Because he was too far out, man. I can maybe see why that makes sense. Alright, and then finally, which count was also an Egyptian queen? The Cleopatra. That is your joke of the day. And now, for the last part, let's see. What's today, 20th? Okay. It's time for trivia of the day. Alright. Like I said, these are all Georgia Bulldogs, so just want to let you know. Who is the Georgia track and field alumna that collected a gold medal in the women's 4x400 meter relay and bronze in the mixed 4x400 relay at the 2020 Summer Olympics? Lyanna Irby. Of course, I don't know who she is. So let me search her up. Lyanna Irby. Lyanna Irby. She is 25. Okay. And she got a gold medal. Wow, that's amazing. Good job. Okay. Alright, boys. Thank y'all so much for listening. This is how we press buttons. Really appreciate all of the support. And yeah. Peace out, broskies.